Before starting this episode, I want to ask that do you want to sell your product or your service with your words? Do you want to learn how to persuade people anytime, anywhere? If you are able to touch the emotions of your prospect or make them very curious, then you and your service can do magic. That's for sure. And for you guys, I'm giving you a super duper valuable gift, which is my free ebook. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. Alright? Snatch away your free copy now from my website. The link is mentioned in the description box. So again, download this highly valuable ebook if you want to uplift your business to the next level. Now over to the episode for which you are here just after this intro. Hello fantastic listeners, you are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion, where I will be sharing anything and everything about LinkedIn marketing. And I want to tell you that if you are using LinkedIn to its maximum extent, then you will be able to grab qualified leads even when you are sleeping. Isn't that amazing? I am your host Vipul Chawla, empowering B2B entrepreneurs to build their authority on LinkedIn through my consultancy, Consult with Vipul. If you want to know more about me and how I can help you to skyrocket your business through LinkedIn, then log on to my website consultwithvipul.com. Alright? I am here for you to bring loads and loads of value in your life. So, how to respond when a prospect says no? When you are closing deals, you will probably hear a lot of no's. Alright? You will talk to prospects who are just not ready to buy. Sometimes it can't be helped. But more often than not, a good salesperson can turn the situation around. It is all about caring for your prospect and uncovering if your product is going to help them. That's what the sales conversation should be about. But sometimes prospects are standing in their own way, alright? When that's the case, it's on you to respond to their no accordingly, okay? Remember this thing, people don't buy from you because they understand what you sell. They buy from you because they feel understood. So how to turn their no into a yes? So let's imagine you talk to a prospect. You talk to them on the phone and ask them lots of qualifying questions. Alright? So do they have a need? Are they capable of buying? Do you have to talk to other decision makers? Is this something they want right now or maybe later? These kind of questions, alright? All of that is good. But what if they still say no? Maybe they are just not ready. Or maybe your solution is a bit outside their budget. When that happens, most of the time, you would just say that it's too bad, alright? Maybe you can talk again in the future, but chances are you will never hear from them and never talk to them again. But what if you could do something different? Instead of giving up and ending the conversation there, you could do a very simple thing called downsell. Yes, downsell. Now, what do you mean by downsell? So let's assume you have an offer at 50,000 rupees. Now there might be prospects who are not ready to invest that kind of money. So what you will do? It's simple. Have some kind of option that costs a little bit less. Almost like a lighter version of it. Maybe it's 10,000 or 15,000 rupees. Okay? Come up with something you could offer to them that's not the whole solution. Instead, it's a good starting point to get them from A to B. And perhaps once they get from B to C, they will be ready to invest in the full package. When you offer a downsell, you have one big advantage. You don't have to turn them away when they say no. It's much better if they buy a smaller product instead of not buying at all. In the end, a buyer is a buyer. Once they buy from you, they will buy again and again. Remember this, no is just a word. Quite often, the resistance lies in the salesperson. When you as the seller are even a bit uncomfortable with what you are selling, it will transfer on your prospect. It might not happen consciously, but your prospect will sense that something is off. So your mindset as a seller is extremely important. What do you think about rejections? How will you handle getting a no? Do you take the rejection personally? We see so many salespeople who are afraid of being rejected by their prospects. Why? Because they don't know how to respond when a prospect says no. They hear the word and freeze. They think all chances of making the deal are gone. Alright? So they just try to get out of the conversation as fast as possible. So again I am saying, you have to change your mindset. It is really very important. To turn this situation around, you need two things. First, you need to be sure that the prospect will benefit if they buy. You need the unshakable belief that your product will help them. The second thing you need is ice cold confidence. It is very important. Remember, a no is a lesson. Well, sometimes when you get a no, you just can't turn into a yes. And that's okay. It's fine. Maybe your prospect has wrong expectations. Maybe your downsell is still too much for them. Or maybe they just can't make the decision right now. It's bound to happen and you will learn a lot from it. Not every prospect is perfect for you. And your product is not the perfect fit for every prospect. In such a case, it's actually better if you qualify them and simply tell them that it's not the right fit. Alright? I wish you all the very best for your future sales. Alright guys, thank you so very much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I wanna tell you that I'm active mostly on LinkedIn, and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and please subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. All right? So that's it for this episode, and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take care, and I love you all.